Welcome to this episode of Mentors at Your Benchside, the podcast giving you advice, tips, and tools for getting the most out of your research. I'm Joel Berry, founder and chief scientist at Astound Research, and today I'll be talking to you about how to become an expert at getting funded. I spent 30 years as a biomedical engineering researcher at two different academic medical centers in the U.S. and have written more proposals than I got funded, graduated multiple PhD students, and served on multiple PhD committees. What follows are some key insights I've garnered about the grant-seeking process through that experience. These are very high-level observations on what it takes to be an expert at getting funded. Have confidence in yourself. You are ready. A doctoral dissertation defense is just that. In the oral part of your defense, you are required to, quite literally, defend your years of graduate work against an onslaught of unforgiving inquiry, challenges, and criticism from your dissertation committee. It is one of the most nerve-wracking experiences you could ever have as a young graduate student. Passing the defense is a joy only a small percentage of the population will ever know. It means you've been granted entry into the global club of scientists and you're ready to go out and further contribute to the body of knowledge. You're also ready to start writing grant proposals. Keep being an independent thinker. Your dissertation committee probed for your expertise during your defense. They wanted to know if you were an independent thinker. They wanted to know if you could explain the physical mechanisms behind your results. Could you explain why things went right? And more importantly, could you explain why things went wrong? This is the spirit of scientific inquiry, and successful grant writers embody this spirit. Read. Reading is the foundation of writing a fundable grant proposal idea. You were an expert the moment you graduated. You read all of the relevant papers, you knew the paradigms in your field, and you knew the controversies. Keep doing it. Keep being that expert. How to turn reading into a habit. It requires discipline. Staying on top of the literature is a continuous activity because science marches on at an accelerating pace. Use the time of day when your mind is most open to receiving input and spend exactly 1 hour reading journal articles. Summarize what you read in a spreadsheet. My best time is early morning and I use it. Those hours will start to add up and you will suddenly realize you aren't as behind as you thought you were. Write. Every sentence you write for grant proposals or journal publications is like money in the bank. The better writer you become, the more likely grant reviewers will recognize your expertise and reward you for it. Productivity is key. Take every chance you can to develop your writing skills. Your university likely has many writing resources available for you. Read other successful proposals and be aware of the things about them that you like and even the things you don't like. Emulate the good things in your grant proposal writing. Have your grant proposals reviewed by a willing mentor before they go out. Many universities have peer groups that will act as a roundtable of experts to make your proposals better. You're not alone in your grant writing journey. Consider writing a review paper. Writing a review paper is a fabulous way to plant your flag in any discipline, and it is a great way to stay relevant and known to your peers. You can cite your review papers in your grant submissions. The thought of all the scientific reading and writing that must be done is like a crushing weight. It is better approached in baby steps taken every day. It doesn't need to be overwhelming. If you are disciplined to take these small steps daily, you realize in a matter of weeks or months, your status as an expert is assured. Criticism is a growth opportunity. Academic science is defined by many things. Criticism and rejection are among them. It is extremely difficult not to take these personally. Don't. These same people were also criticized and rejected, just as you will do to others. It is all part of the process of upholding scientific integrity. It is not a perfect system, but it works. Interestingly, much of the criticism you receive is offered up by people genuinely wanting to help make you a better scientist. There is a small percentage of reviewers who have an axe to grind. Most of the time, they are upset because you didn't reference their work in the grant proposal. These people can be dealt with in a variety of ways. First, paying deference to them in the response to reviewers can disarm them. Secondly, you can argue logic with them since you are the true expert. Sometimes they will relent and sometimes they won't. Or lastly, you can just ignore them and hope they go away. It may take several more tries to get your proposal pushed through, but it will likely be a better proposal. Don't be shy. Network and seek feedback. The value of networking cannot be underestimated. Get to know other experts and leaders in the field. They're people too, and they got to where they are in part by networking. Reviewers of grant proposals and potential funders are considered experts in their field, and most funding agencies look for them to act as reviewers. Find out who these people are in your field because they will likely be the gatekeepers to your success in grant funding. You already read their papers, so you might as well get to know them as people and build relationships with funders. A great place to start is by attending your specialty conferences, walking up to them, and introducing yourself. Invite them to your talk if you are presenting a paper at the conference. They will remember you if you do that. Ask their opinion about some aspects of your work. Scientists love to talk, and they have no shortage of opinions. Other places these people hang out are with the organizing committees for the conferences. Get on one or more of those committees, and you will invariably get on their radar. Once you are known as a mover and a shaker in your field, your grant proposals are often reviewed more favorably. There is no substitute for delivering high-quality science, but networking gives your peers a way to attach a face to a name. Consider organizing a conference. A really bold move toward getting on the radar of the experts in your field is to organize a scientific conference at your own university. This requires about 18 months of planning, including identifying how the conference will be paid for. But a successful scientific conference will secure your name in the minds of your peers, and they will remember you when they start reviewing your grant proposals. Conference grants are available through the National Institutes of Health and the National Science Foundation, as well as some professional societies. Sometimes your university will contribute money and facilities. Get advice from someone who has already organized such a conference. All of the advice on getting funded requires discipline to make it happen. Even though there are no guarantees, preparation and persistence are essential parts of the grant application process. Reading and writing are essential skills that you must hone to get funded, but consistency will make these habitual. Taking bold moves such as organizing conferences and writing a review paper puts these skills into action while cementing your status as an expert. You'll face criticism and rejection on your funding journey, but try to see these as growth opportunities. Match your skills to the perfect funding opportunity. The task of identifying viable funding opportunities at the right time depends heavily on the time you invest in combing the landscape and looking for them. Removing that burden is why I founded Astound Research. Astound Research has collected and curated over 1,000 funding opportunities across a vast array of life sciences disciplines. You provide the platform with your CV or biosketch, and we go to work on your behalf. We use AI to extract the scientific keywords representing your expertise, and we match them to relevant funding opportunities in seconds. Your task is to decide which opportunities are right for you. Sign up today at astoundresearch.com. So that's it for becoming an expert at getting funded. Check out the episode description for links and related articles and resources. And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast to get more help and advice from mentors at your benchside.
Are you always on the go, but still seeking valuable insights to advance your research? Well, look no further than Listen In, the podcast from Bite Size Bio that offers the benefits of webinars in a portable format. With webinars featuring leading researchers and commercial specialists discussing techniques like CRISPR-Cas9 and microscopy. With Listen In, you can tap into their expertise and drive your research project forward efficiently and productively, no matter where you are. Visit bitesizebio.com/podcasts or search for Listen In your podcast app to subscribe.